It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, March 7th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Samsung might be one of the top 10 consumer electronics companies in the world when we're talking about revenue. At the moment, it also seems to be a top performer in the scandal department. You remember the spontaneous combustion issue with Note 7 phone batteries. And now one of Samsung's top executives, J.Y. Lee, is about to go on trial as part of a larger investigation into corruption at the top of the South Korean government. Samsung is denying any wrongdoing, by the way. The trial starts on Thursday. Today, we will get some details from Mark Gurman, Bloomberg reporter who has been following this story from Bloomberg's San Francisco bureau. Hi, Mark.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell me about the people involved here. Who's Jay Lee and what is he accused of?
Well, Jay Lee is basically in charge of Samsung Group.
Yep.
And he's at the center of this trial and investigation because he was indicted for bribing the president of South Korea in order to maintain his leadership of South Korea's biggest company, Samsung.
And this is part of this larger story about the president in South Korea who had this like really weird advisor and has been embroiled in this, you know, high level corruption.
Right. Samsung and Lee are not in this alone. There have been multiple companies and organizations involved in this reported corruption where President Park, thanks to a special advisor, has been taking funds and bribes from these organizations in order for them to gain political power and other power in South Korea.
Can you tell me anything more about Jay Lee, the person?
Well, Jay Lee took over Samsung over the last 2 years after his father, the previous person in charge of the Samsung group, had a heart attack that put him out of his position. So Jay Lee has been basically growing with the company. Obviously, we know Samsung Group is a very family-oriented business with them managing the top of the company. We'll see if new leadership will be installed, moving away from the family leadership situation.
Are the fates of Samsung and South Korea inextricably linked?
There's a big link between South Korea and Samsung. If Samsung is shown to have bribery fault here, people will take a look at South Korea as a government that can be bribed.
Mark Gurman, he's a reporter who follows Samsung for Bloomberg. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I open my Twitter app and what do I see? Well, these days I get a smattering of tweets that Twitter thinks I want and also a section called In Case You Missed It. Both are the result of a change Twitter made last year to its strict chronological order of tweets using an algorithm. Now Slate's Will Arimus has taken a deep dive into that new algorithm and how it impacts the way we consume news on Twitter. Will, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So, since the company has implemented this algorithm, it's seen growth in all of the sort of key metrics for users, like they're tweeting more, they're engaging more, they're using the app more.
The narrative around Twitter's business right now is that it's in crisis.
And not great.
Right. And that's for good reason. I mean, it is in crisis. It's been in crisis.
Yeah.
And the reason is because it went public on the premise that it was the next Facebook. It is now beyond clear that it is not the next Facebook. It is a niche social network that has been used most by media and celebrities and athletes. And so the user growth has not been there. So in their last earnings report, which was overall as gloomy as any earnings report could be, there was some modest growth in both active users and in the engagement of those users. Like, not only are people favoriting and retweeting more, people are actually tweeting more themselves.
You say that at a certain point, Twitter decided it wasn't really a social network, but actually this highly personalized news feed. Do you think that sets the company up for the growth that it needs to have in order to survive?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it has to differentiate itself from Facebook in some way other than the fact that all your friends and family aren't on it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the main difference right now is just it's just a social network with nobody you know who's there. So what it's trying to do, its latest idea about itself is that it's this personalized news feed. It's where you go to see what's happening in the world right now.
And this algorithm seems to reinforce this kind of filter bubble idea that we're all familiar with by now, that you're actually seeing stuff that kind of is more in your own bubble.
Twitter has always been one kind of filter bubble in that you choose who to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But you used to see everything that they tweeted. So if you chose to follow some people who think differently than you about politics or whatever subject you're interested in, you would be as likely to see their tweets as the tweets of people who agree with you.
Uh-huh.
Now that they have this algorithm, these kinds of personalization algorithms tend to have as their purpose to give you what you want.
Yeah.
And it turns out that at least based on people's behavior in social media apps, what they want is stuff they already agree with. It's stuff
that plays to their biases. Something that doesn't challenge them.
Yeah. Exactly. And so this could tighten that bubble a little bit.
Will Oremus, senior writer about technology at Slate. Will, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.